The Day of the Dead by Nikki French, narrated by Beth Chalmers. Chapter 1. It was a Monday morning. It was bright, it was warm, too warm for late autumn, and Charlotte Beck was about to experience the one really dramatic thing that would happen to her in her entire life. She wasn't ready for it. She didn't feel ready for anything. She was manoeuvring a chaotic little group up Heath Street, as she did every weekday. She was steering a buggy containing 10-month-old Lulu. On her left side, 2.5-year-old Oscar was pushing himself on a little scooter. Round her right wrist was one end of a dog lead, and the other end was attached to a black Labrador puppy called Suki. Everything looked like it was in fog. But it wasn't real fog. It was the fog of tiredness that hung stolidly over Charlotte's world for the previous 6 months. Lulu didn't sleep at night. She shouted and she screamed and nothing helped. Nothing that Charlotte tried. Nothing that the experts recommended. Instead, Lulu slept during the day. She was asleep now, contentedly under a blanket in her buggy, a dummy lodged in her mouth. Every so often, Charlotte leaned over to peer at her. She looked peaceful and angelic. It was difficult to believe that that smooth little face with its long eyelashes and pink cheeks could do so much damage to a grown woman. Charlotte felt so tired that it hurt. Her eyes were stinging with it, her skin felt stretched, her joints were aching. She was only 31. It couldn't be arthritis, could it? Could lack of sleep damage your bones? It felt like it. As her little caravan of chaos made its way up the hill, Charlotte was aware of so much that could go wrong. Suki wasn't properly trained yet. Charlotte